and volunteers of CJSF wish you a safe and happy holiday season.
Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you. Good morning, good morning. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here at the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, streaming worldwide at cjsf.ca. Today, our treat is we're going to be talking about wishes and how Corleone wishes a wonderful winter season. Okay, today we're going to be talking about wishes and how Corleone wishes a wonderful winter season and is ushering it in with this additional set of programs that are happening. But my guest is the artistic director of Corleone, Eric Light. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
The excitement. You see, I'm excited. Anybody that is walking along downtown in the entertainment area sees these big signs with Corleone, wondrous season. And I thought another word that starts with wonder is wish. I know you're going to be explaining how what happens today or what's happening over the next few days are examples of your wish. But I think our listeners might wish to know, what are three things that you are most excited about in your career and that has been one of the reasons that you have remained in Vancouver?
Well, that's a big question. I think the things I would hope people would know about me and how this kind of relates to my job here. I think one is just the work that we do and the work that I try to put in to make this music making with singing in a choir be of and for the community. Our singers come from this community, and we really want to make sure that everything that we offer is not so much about what we do, but it's about what we can give and what we can impact on this place. So, and a lot of the work that happens comes from making that a priority. I think the other thing I wish for is that people start to realize coming to a Corleone concert, especially these Christmas ones, it's a full sensory experience. We do a ton of work to make sure that we have like beautiful lighting and beautiful spaces, and it's an immersive experience. It's something that you can't get really fully from a video or a recording. You have to be in those seats and surrounded by that sound, by the lights, by the space, and also the people that are also coming. I think that part of sharing in a live music situation is that time that we share with one another in the audience. It's that communal feeling there. And I think the third thing is just you know, that this is a wonderful place to be working in Vancouver. People have been really lovely to me. It's a place where you can try things out and make new headway into your personal artistic world, and I feel like I get a wonderful chance to do that with a lot of support around me. So I feel very fortunate.
Yeah, the dates that we're talking about, the wondrous winter season, are December 19th, 20th, and 21st, and they're all being held at St. Andrew's Wesley United on Nelson. What is the mixture of music that people will be hearing? Because sometimes people picture Christmas music and they picture just carols or just faith songs, but what are the different types of musical experiences that it's in your program?
I think especially for this year, the overriding idea that I had and kind of the direction the program took on was how do we pack in as many familiar carols as possible, but present them all in new ways? And so Almost all of these carols that we're singing, I mean, there, I don't know what, there's 9, 10 of them, just of the traditional Christmas carols. These will all be arrangements that folks have not heard this choir sing, and maybe no choir sing. But I also think that we can, the other part of this is taking these carols and doing arrangements where the real choral sound of Corleone can be prominent and be something that can transform those songs in people's minds. So I think that's really it. But we also have a wide breadth of music. We've got some pop songs. I've did an arrangement of Ron Sexsmith tune. We've got folk music from Newfoundland, from Kentucky mountain music. It's a wide variety of music that we bring in that is both can be silly, can be really sacred, but hopefully overall just beautiful and uplifting.
I understand that the concert's going to be rounded out with the world premiere of 2 new arrangements. Can you tell us something about those?
Yeah, we have a brand new arrangement of Angels We Have Heard on High by a composer and arranger by the name of Dan Forrest. He's kind of become, at least in the choral world, like all over the world, kind of like the arranger for Christmas carols. And so we were able to have a new version of his setting of Angels We Have Heard on High, which is beautiful for four-hand piano and features the choir. It's his pieces always kind of create a journey. And that's really great. We also have a wonderful new arrangement of Joy to the World that we're doing by a conductor and composer from Minneapolis.
Wow, that sounds exciting. You have some musical guests joining you in Vancouver. Could you tell us about who they are?
Yeah, one of the things I love to do with this show is not only just have the choir singing, but also bringing in other instrumental colors. So Tina Chang and Carolee Morlang are playing piano with us back this year. Who is always a favorite with our audience and with the choir is Cameron Wilson, a violin and fiddle player. Keith Sinclair is playing guitar. We have Lawrence Mahler up on bass and Michael Soderling playing various percussions. So all of those instruments, I think, also bring a lot of sparkle and energy to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, historically, you have some Juno Award. The choir's been Juno nominated and recognized as one of the Vanguard ensembles. How many countries or programs have you traveled to? Has the choir traveled to?
Well, I don't know what the overall number of countries would be, but you know, the choir's done multiple tours to Europe, throughout Canada, throughout the United States, as well as a number of years ago, I believe 2018, we took the choir to Singapore and Bali. So the choir is able to reach out in live ways there. But the other thing that we do, and I think it's worth saying, is that if for those that can't make the show here or maybe live too far away or whatever's going on, we create concert films of all of our programs. And they're, you know, seven cameras, beautiful sound. They look like full on. We don't even call them, you know, digital concerts anything anymore. We call them concert films because they really have a cinematic quality to them. But we put those up for free on YouTube. You just have to go to our website and get an RSVP, and you'll get the link to that concert. And then throughout the holidays, you can just listen to that. It works as a just an audio only album, as well as watch the concert at home on your devices or the big TV, whatever that is. But that has been a really popular thing, both here in Canada, throughout North America, as well as the world. We have people that are tuning in for all of our concerts, especially our Christmas ones, doing that free RSVP to be able and are able to watch this throughout the world, which is a really wonderful feeling to have after you get done with these concerts, to know that this music is still going on.
Now I want to put a pin in that for a second so Penny can get her pin. And for you to give both your website and the if there's a different address for YouTube, how do people connect to get these concerts?
If you go to corleone.org, that will be right on the front page, and you will find tickets to the concert. You'll find the RSVP for the concert film, all sorts of wonderful options in that one-stop shop at corleone.org.
And because of the spelling, it's different for different. Can you spell the Corleone?
CHORLEONI.ORG.
I think that's fabulous. I haven't heard of other groups. I mean, they'll tell you afterwards for $19.99. You can get a copy of this. But I think that's awesome that, you know, people can just go online and hear it for free.
So do I. And it's, you know, especially this time, you want to be able to feel like you can give gifts. And it's a way that we can do that. And they've become wonderful. Actually, our whole YouTube channel is just chock full. There's actually a wonderful Christmas playlist there of pieces from past concerts. So you can just put that on and have that on in your background. And again, all free. And it's one of the ways the internet's actually wonderful.
Yes. I wanted to ask, you know, for people who think that's an unreachable goal to become a part of a concert group or a performance group, what are the kind of steps in a person maybe finishing being in a choir? Or what are the steps to being able to audition or become a part of Corleone?
Mm-hmm. I think that folks that end up in the choir, it is an auditioned ensemble. So the folks that come to the choir have had a decent amount of singing experience. A lot of them begin in children's choirs, sing through high school at the collegiate level. A lot of them have also played instruments. Music reading and music literacy is a real big part of what we need to have people be able to be a part of this, just because we do, you know, 6-7 programs a year. So the music moves quickly. And you have to have some of those skills. So the development of those sorts of things on the front side is definitely needs to be there for a group like Corleone. But then when I do the auditions, when those sorts of things are in place, and you can tell usually those what somebody's kind of their singing level, what the voice is doing, as well as their musicianship in a very short amount of time. But I also spend a lot of time doing I do a phone interview with folks for about 45 minutes where I try to get to know them. They get to know me. I'm not just looking for singers. I'm looking for people that want to be a part of a community, want to be a part of a community that gives back to their larger community. And that is, you know, somebody that's going to be, you know, a good person and going to bring something to an ensemble like this. I don't look for people that are going to fit in. I look for people that are going to bring something wondrous and beautiful about themselves that might be slightly different than other folks that we have in the choir, because that's how I think you end up with a rich tapestry of people and art making.
Thousand years of wrong.
Wishes and wondrous. I think that's a different experience than some people have with trying to get into other groups, that it might be based on who in the family was involved or just not really kind, sensitive things that you mentioned in getting to know a person and getting to present more than one avenue to get to be heard, to be able to, you know, present your talent. I notice that after I attended last year to ones, and I noticed that the members stayed around in the lobby, and people were, they were approachable. I mean, that's a lot of things. You go to the musicians, singers, people are not approachable. They just disappear. But could you tell us a little bit about each of those days? What's different with the Sunday or the Sunday night? What are some of the ways that people interact with members of the chorus after the performance?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's been a big part of the culture of the choir for many, many, many,